So you just literally did that on your own, which is some big cojones to do that, most definitely. And it just goes to show, though, you know, it did pay off, and obviously you're doing great things now. So let's fast forward to 2015 and Fatsumo. You've got offices in China, Hong Kong, and the UK. Now, whilst the UK are viewed as performing really well in the grand scheme of things when it comes to BIM, and particularly the standardization of it, how are China and Hong Kong holding up? Do you think there's anything in particular that they're doing better than us, do you think?
Again, I have to be fairly diplomatic on this one. It's no secret that UK and the US are by a fair stretch the leaders in BIM. Particularly the UK right now, they really are pushing it so hard for people in the construction industry to adopt BIM that, if anything, I would actually say that the UK is now ahead of the US now, even though the US had a bit more time they started earlier. But now, so, you know, you've got these two massive players, Hong Kong, China, the Eastern area, if you like, they're behind, they're catching up. I mean, the ones that I can think of right now in all of Asia that are getting there or they're seriously adopting it is Japan, one of them. And Singapore. Japan is an interesting one because although they get very quiet about everything, in terms of BIM, just to give you an example, there's a developer called, I don't know if I'm saying it right, Jobashi, I think. They just bought all of their employees on site, which is about 4,000 employees on site, an iPad each. So they can view the BIM models on their iPad while they're on site live. This is the kind of investment that Japan are now making in BIM. Singapore are now starting to have standards, government standards for people to adopt BIM as from last year. And then you get Hong Kong and China. Now, Hong Kong and China, I would say, if I was being kind, 3 years behind.
Right, okay. actually, you're saying about 5 years.
Yeah, that's if I wasn't being nice about it, I would say about 5 years. The infrastructure is not here at the moment. Hence why Fatsumo is the shape it is right now, because there's a massive demand for BIM. But they're doing very quirky things, which kind of it makes you think how things work here. Just to give an example of what I mean by quirky. Even though they're about 3 years behind, 2 or 3 years behind the UK in terms of infrastructure and implementing BIM, for some of their biggest projects, which are housing residential projects, on their tenders, the government projects, they specify that you must have a BIM team on site throughout the duration of the project. So basically these tenders, they will go out to developers and contractors, and the contractor will say, yeah, sure, we can use BIM. Then what will happen is that contractor will outsource the work to people like us, and then we'll work for them to provide the BIM product for the housing residential. It's not very sustainable, because now that the government is pushing for BIM, but nobody can use it, there's only so many outsourced companies that people can go to, and there's only so many resources that are available. They're going to have to really start implementing BIM and how to use it in-house if they want to keep up with this trend. So this is what I mean by quirky. The government is supporting it in one way, but it's not giving developers or contractors or you know, architects any incentive to use it other than, okay, well, there's a project here. If you can provide BIM capabilities, you're not going to get it.
So there's a little bit of a disconnect.
There is, yeah. Whereas in England and the UK, those disconnections have been, they've happened, they've overcome them, and now they've got the standards that they have. I mean, in the UK alone, I think on my last count, there was like 15 different documents about national BIM practices and guidelines. whereas in Hong Kong, there's one.
Oh, right,
and
okay.
he hasn't been published yet.
Oh, right. Oh, well. That sums it up, I think, that is. Definitely.
Yeah, and we're working with them on that. They just recently approached us through another colleague who we're now working in collaboration with, a company called IntelliBuild, to be able to provide some kind of standard. And they're trying to catch up. They're trying to do it.
Very interesting. Now, another country that your company has a bit of links with is Egypt, because you have links with the University of Cairo. So what's the story behind that?
I, for the past three or four. I think it's 4 years now. I do like an annual workshop at Greenwich University,
mm-hmm.
and through my link at Greenwich, I used to go there, and it just so happens that, you know, one, they like to keep in touch with ex-students, and so when they heard what I was doing, they said, oh, can you come and do some workshops here at Greenwich? So I started doing that about 4 years ago, and through that connection, then one of my ex-lecturers, who is now setting up a company of his own called Green Nine, his name is Howard Gilby, he got me this connection to actually teach with him summer schools. So the students from Carr University will come to do a two-week workshop at Greenwich, and as part of that workshop there would be a module on BIM, which Fatsumo would take care of. And that's how that connection got established, and that's how we grew from there. So through those guys, then they asked us if we want to do more courses for them because they really liked it, and would you be interested on, you know, not just one university, but would you like to approach other universities in that area? And of course we said sure. So now we're in the process of making international courses, if you like, where we're going to teach some very interesting subjects linked to BIM. For example, we got now a course that we are going to be rolling out this year in the summer in Hong Kong, London and Egypt, called Sustainable Cities with BIM, which is a two-week workshop to teach anybody who's interested really about sustainable design utilizing BIM in cities.
Sounds awesome to me. It's fantastic that Hong Kong, China, UK, Egypt, the world, which I'm sure is, that's the next step, I'm sure. Part of what you just alluded to as well, you're doing a lot of BIM training, as well as the BIM consultancy, CGI and architectural animation. Currently, you're just doing the training in the UK and Hong Kong, aren't you, at the moment? That's what I believe. It's really important, isn't it, to dispel all of the rumors surrounding starting a BIM journey and encourage people, you should be using it. It's not, you know, it's not that expensive. And if it is, you will recoup that money back, obviously, won't you?